This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Janice Dean.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Martha McCallum, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I'm John Saucier. TikTok's been trending a lot, and not only on app stores, but on Capitol Hill these days, especially so this week. TikTok CEO will put down the phone for a second and testify before Congress about what exactly is going on with their algorithm and user data.
You put on our most vulnerable generation, the future of our country, and you realize that the algorithm and the hold that this app has on our youth is coming from a foreign country and foreign company. I think that would scare most people.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you thought TikTok was the only popular app on the marketplace owned by Chinese company ByteDance, think again. Let me tell you about CapCut. Same company, major popularity, and similar concerns about what they're doing with data and who they're marketing to.
The big concern is data. They want to ensure that American data on the app is safe and secure.
Our guest today is correspondent for the Fox Business Network, Madison Allworth.
There are, you know, real concerns about that because this is a Chinese-based company. The TikTok CEO went on his own platform today on TikTok, making the argument in the plea to the 150 million users here in the U.S.
Which saying, is mind-blowing, by the way.
Yes. And it was kind of this attempt of him saying, you don't want the government to take away your precious app. But the reality is Washington's going to be looking at whether or not that app is putting not only the data, but also the algorithm that these users are seeing in front of them every day, if that's putting our Americans at risk.
Yeah, not only the data with TikTok, but there's another concern here, too, that it is messing with younger people psychologically. We had the Surgeon General out there who was recommending that younger people don't be on social media. But TikTok is huge for young kids right now. So do you think that might come up in this testimony tomorrow?
I think absolutely. We're going to definitely see stuff about the addictive nature of the app, which is not new to social media. That's something that we've seen with U.S.-based social media companies as well. So full well expect that when it comes to TikTok. And then I think hopefully we'll get some questions around how the algorithm is made. You know, when you look at the U.S., there's been a lot of focus on Meta and the concern around body image issues and depression issues with young women. When it comes to TikTok, you know, what I'm hearing from security experts like Jules Polonensky at the Future of Privacy Forum, that's a think tank based in D.C. and globally, they say, if China is able to say, hey, we want American youth to be more upset about this thing, are they able to do that and have influence over the app TikTok, which now is on 150 million Americans' phones? You know, I don't know if we'll get a true answer to that, but I do expect lawmakers to engage in that line of questioning.
Yeah, to me, it feels like these 150 million users are quite happy with how TikTok has been. I mean, the user base keeps growing. It keeps being younger. TikTok is very prevalent. I mean, it's the number one downloaded app. But this isn't the only app that this Chinese company ByteDance has that's super popular in the United States, is it?
No, it's not. So my report today has actually been focused on CapCut, which is also owned by ByteDance, works hand in hand with TikTok, and is growing in popularity. So right now, when you go to the app section on your Apple phone, it is the second suggested app for downloads.
And what does this app do? You said it goes hand in hand with TikTok. Why is that?
It is a video editing tool. So that's why it's not faced as much scrutiny, because it is purely for editing videos. But when it comes to editing videos, you have to upload content, store content, include information like your birth date, your gender. And also, if you allow the app to track your location while you're using it, all of that stuff goes hand in hand. It just hasn't faced that same scrutiny because TikTok is a social media platform where you're putting out, you have followers, there's engagement. This is an editing tool, a tool
app. It's more
app.
Like behind the scenes almost. And a lot of people have CapCut, which is very easy to use, by the way. to make their videos on TikTok. So it makes sense that they'd be going number one and number two. How much of the testimony on Thursday, because if this guy's the CEO of TikTok, he may know something about CapCut. How much of that testimony do you think will be focused on that? Are we focusing on TikTok? And that's actually the wrong thing to be thinking about.
So I think we're going to see mostly focus on TikTok because right. that's what all the talk has been. And I think when it comes to Washington, they're going to be looking at the main headline, which is this one app. The reality is it's not just TikTok, CapCut, or, you know, even just those two. There are a plethora of apps coming out of China and other adversarial countries that security experts say we should be looking at. And it really should not be this whack-a-mole approach of TikTok pops up, because the reality is there's always going to be a TikTok. We saw it with Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. There is always a new social media app coming up. It's rather, you know, security experts say we need to look at broad sweeping policy. But for this Thursday, I think the focus is going to be TikTok.
Right. So let's look at this kind of from a broad scale, because when you start thinking of all this stuff, what can you really do? You kill TikTok. You're right. Another social media app is going to show up and become popular. Is there some sort of regulation maybe being discussed at either the state or federal level on what to do about social media companies that may not have the best intention with not only their algorithms, but how they store and use our data?
Okay, so let's focus first on the data point, because I think what's unique about TikTok compared to the other social media apps that we use that are based in the U.S. is its tie to China and the concern around data and the access of the Chinese government to said data. So the big thing coming out of the White House that what we're seeing both openly reported and then kind of whispered is there's a lot of concern around the ownership, and Washington, it seems, wants TikTok to sell majority of the company to U.S. stakeholders.
And that's been going back since the Trump administration.
Absolutely.
Also, this is not a new idea.
Right. And so what we're seeing the CEO advocate for, even in his TikTok video today, is that, no, we're investing in safety. We're putting more than $1 billion towards ensuring data is safe. Now, I think what we're going to see on Thursday is whether or not lawmakers believe that and then that push. I don't know if they're going to side with the CEO, but that's why we have the hearing.
If you're sus about TikTok, you're not alone, because so is the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They'll hear from TikTok's CEO on Thursday, and they want to know what's going on with American user data. But TikTok's not the only app being scrutinized here. We're talking today with Fox Business Network correspondent Madison Allworth about the hearing and the potential future of Chinese-owned social media features here in the United States. No cap, we'll have much more for you next. So I'm curious as to what proposals someone in Washington might have to do something about TikTok if they're this passionate about maybe getting rid of it or forcing them to sell to an American company. We're speaking with Fox News reporter Madison Allworth. She's here in New York with us today. So, Madison, how do you feel about TikTok? I mean, I know it was a huge craze during the pandemic, and it seems like it's kind of survived post-pandemic, too. Are you on it, or do you know people that are on it?
So I'm so glad you asked. I was a pandemic downloader of TikTok, but I deleted it after a couple months because it was too addictive for me. I found myself sitting on the couch, and then all of a sudden it was 2 hours later, and I hadn't moved at all. So for me, I used personal restraint and got myself off the app, but I do have to admit, and I think this is something that lots of people experience, I don't have TikTok, but I do have Instagram, and Instagram has the Reels function, which is effectively a copycat of TikTok, and I do spend a lot of time on that.
Right. It is addictive because those videos, like, they can just be about nothing or maybe even something you're interested in. The algorithm picks that up and starts showing you other suggested videos kind of in the same ilk. And to me, I'm not on TikTok, but, you know, I viewed it. I have a lot of friends who are on it. They talk to me about it all the time. TikTok, to me, kind of skews younger than an Instagram or even a Snapchat almost with their video features. It's a lot of younger users, not only, but the content seems younger also.
Yes, there is a huge draw for the younger population. That is where you're seeing most of the active users. And I think something that we've seen from the CEO point out is this is a way to target that young audience. They're not used to other traditional media streams. And so if advertisers want to meet those young viewers, TikTok is a place to do that. So I think the CEO, when he testifies on Thursday, will also touch on that business perspective, because it is a helpful tool for American businesses looking to reach that younger audience.
Absolutely. But at the same time, is the data being used in the background to actually look at, you know, how America is functioning? The thing that scares me a little bit, it's not the individual on TikTok, okay? You're on there, they have your data. Okay, everybody does. So does Facebook. So does all these companies. I'm more worried about the metadata of this. If you can look at 150 million users and start to see what their trends are, then you can kind of start to study the American psyche a little bit more. And not only that, it's young Americans too. You can start to channel what they're viewing
And what media is shown to younger people is actually a really important, but also could be a dangerous tool also.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, you think about the power of an app like this, where you and I have already discussed the addictive quality of it, and then you put on our most vulnerable generation, the future of our country, and you realize that the algorithm and the hold that this app has on our youth is coming from a foreign country and foreign company. I think that would scare most people, and I think that's part of the reason why we're, you know, it's rising up to the occasion of bringing the CEO to Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. So we'll be watching that testimony and we'll see if anything comes out of it. Like everything in Washington, it's not going to happen by the end of the week, but maybe this will change how people feel about it. And maybe some idea that works for everybody will come about regarding how to regulate social media just in general. Because I think the point of this is, sure, you can get rid of TikTok, but
there's always going to be a TikTok. I think with this one, obviously, the ties to China make it a little different, and that's why we're seeing this focus. But yes, there's always going to be a TikTok, because before TikTok, there was Instagram. Before Instagram, there was Facebook, Snapchat, you name it. They just keep coming.
Luckily for you, listener, this podcast was made here, right in the good old U.S. of A.
There you go.
Madison Allworth with us. Thanks for joining us, Madison, here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.